Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
We got so many exciting things going on tonight. We have a special guest. I'm always excited with this special guest when she graces us with her presence. God has just done such a wonderful thing in her, and she's going to be sharing with us her testimony, her story, and the good thing about her story, which is really a testimony. You know, so many people give testimonies, and back in the old day, church would do testimonies, and those services would last for hours and hours of people just talking about a testimony or something that they've experienced. But one of the things I would have to say about our special guest is that we've learned that knowledge without application is useless. And one of the things I could say about her, based on she has, I've met her several months ago, and I've been able to get an opportunity to watch her and watch what she says and watch how she carries herself. And one of the things I see is that she went through some things in life, but she took those life lessons and she applied them in her life. And when you take knowledge and apply it, it becomes wisdom. And so I see the God wisdom that speaks through her in various areas, especially as it pertains to, I believe, wealth. Now, she's not going to claim that she's an expert on that, but she has an anointing. And we all know there's a difference between being an expert on something or being skilled on something and having an anointing, because sometimes God's anointing, and I won't say sometimes, all the time, God's anointing could take us places that education, that knowledge can't take us. And I just believe that she has an anointing to help people with these nuggets that she shares, especially as it pertains to the various streams of income. So we also are going to introduce something else later on in the show. Towards the end of the show, we have a commercial that we're going to have for you all that's going to tell you about something that's coming up pretty soon. And so if any of you are in the California area and you are desiring to be a homeowner, even if you're not in California, even if you're in another state, if you're desiring to be a homeowner, we know of a homeowner seminar that's coming up in the next few days that is going to be powerful. It's going to take you from ground zero on what you need to do, because oftentimes when people want to buy a house, they just run out, start looking for a house, and then they get disappointed when they find out that, oh, my score, you know, my FICO score needs to be this, my credibility needs to be at this level before I can even consider going to buy a house, or my income or whatever that is. So we're going to talk that later on in the show. But without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others our special in-studio guest on tonight. Leona, are you in the studio?
Yes, I am.
Well, amen. Welcome to the studio. We thank you for coming on and being a guest with us tonight on Woman to Woman with myself and Minister LaDon, and we are so glad you're here.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
I'm excited. Because I have been hearing a lot about you, Leona, and I'm sure you're going to share with us.
I'm ready to take notes.
I'm ready to learn from your expertise, from your anointing, because I am going to capture this time and treat it like a blessing, the blessing and the gift that it is. So I hope our studio audience, if you've been complaining about your finances, or not even just complaining, if you're looking to grow, you never want to look the favor of God. Look at it and turn your back on it. You never want to walk away from it. And I think in this May series that we've been doing, God has just been giving us favor with the guests that he's brought in. And so, Ms. Leona, I'm ready to change my life.
I'm sorry?
Minister LaDon, I'm not sure. You're having a lot of feedback, so I'm not sure if anyone could hear that, but it's really a lot of feedback that's coming, so you're breaking up.
Can you still hear it?
No.
Okay.
It sounds good now.
Okay, hopefully it's good now. I've moved some different tools around. I'm so excited. I got computers in front of me. I got computers. I got iPads ready to just take these notes and do something different.
Okay, so it's still feedback.
I'm not sure where it's coming.
Let me try to move around and see.
We're sorry, audience. We're having a little, you know, anytime I get excited when there's technical difficulties, because every single time that we've had a technical difficulty on our show, the show was so powerful and so anointed that the enemy did not want the information to get out, and he causes havoc. You know, he causes havoc in technology to keep you, the listening audience, from hearing what it is that God has you on this call to hear tonight. You're not on this call by accident. You're on this call because it's been preordained and predestined from the foundation of the earth for you to get this information. So please don't be distracted by the technical difficulties, because just know that you got to push that much harder to get this information. If you knew that it was $1 million on the other side of the road and traffic was heavy, you will find a way. That we push through the technical difficulties, because I'm guaranteeing you the information that's out tonight, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be something that you could take. If you already know the information, it would be a fresh reminder. And so we're going to we're getting through this. We're making some adjustments, and I'm going to ask: are we ready, ladies? It looks like we might have lost Minister LaDon just for 3 seconds. Please don't hang up. Don't leave us. We're just getting some things adjusted. So just hang in there, please. And what we're going to do is, our guest is getting situated. So, Minister LaDon, do you have anything you want to share while our guest, both of you dropped. So you're back. She's going to get back adjusted. But in the meantime, while we're waiting on her, is there anything that you want to share with the studio audience before we get started?
You know, again, just taking advantage of grace. And I believe that teaching on taking advantage of God's grace is to, it's either to remember or to recognize first. Recognize, remember, and take advantage of. So you want to recognize when the hand of God is moving on your life. Some of us have been praying that we want to be able to expand our finances. We've been praying the prayer of Jabez, Lord, expand my territory. But in order for God to be able to, God can expand our territory, but there's no reason for us to have an expanded territory and we lose it. And God is really, he's positioned to the kingdom already to be the head and not the tail, to be the lenders and not the borrowers. However, we're not stepping into that position, and we're being called to step into that position. Some of you want to be homeowners, and it's not really just all about material things. Sometimes it's learning how to trust. It's about learning how to trust God more. Some of us, again, when our finances start getting funny, we start feeling funny. We start backing up and backpedaling and getting apprehensive, and we start saying, well, God, I thought you were going to do this, and God, I thought you were going to do that. And God is teaching us how to trust him through all times, and also how to build, because there is no lack in the kingdom. There is no lack in the kingdom. And if you want to get to that space where you're growing and you're building, make sure that you start looking around for where God is. Don't ask God to come where you are. Look around to where God is so that you can jump in on the move of God and you can take part. It's like seeing a wave. You can be outside of the wave and get the trickle effects of the wave, but if you jump in the middle of that wave, imagine how far that wave is going to take you. And that's how it is with the move of God. You can sit around on the outside and hope it hits you, hope you get a little bit. But if you jump in where God is, I guarantee you are going to get so much more, because his word says no eye has seen and no ear has heard. You know, so again, I encourage our listeners, if you don't have pens, grab your pens. If you don't have notebooks, grab your notebooks. You should always be a perpetual learner. We're always, you know, some people sit around and because they know so much or they think they know so much, they feel like they can't learn from other people. But God always gives us a learning opportunity. You can learn from the least or who you think is the least in the kingdom to the greatest in the kingdom. Always look for the move of God. And that's what I would share with our listening audience. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have our guest back. And, Leona, are you back in the studio?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, that sounds better, though. I can hear you really clear.
Oh, okay.
So what I want to do, because a lot of people that's listening in on tonight, they may not know who you are. And so because this is all virtual and they can't literally turn on a channel and see you, they have to go by your voice. If you wouldn't mind, tell us, who is Leona Harrison?
Well, I'm a mother first. I'm a woman of God first, then a mother, then a wife. I started basically, grew up in a foster care system from age 5 on up to about 19. Got adopted by two parents that was pastors. And, basically, I'm an encouragement.
Amen. I think your connection was really good, and then all of a sudden you just kind of went out. So we understand that you're a woman of God, you're a wife, you're a mother, and your passion is just encouraging other women. And tell us about, why don't you tell us about the woman of God, because I understand that you have some things going on as a woman of God, and just tell us a little bit about that ministry.
God put it on my heart to do a group called RAGS, and it's Righteous and Godly Women. We're about 600 plus, and what I do is encourage them. They may be having a bad day. They can call me any time of the day or night if they just want to talk. I have met several women from the group just from off of Facebook, and where we have now have a bond, like a sister bond, and basically we encourage one another, uplift one another, and different things that goes on in the community. I share them on my personal Facebook and also the RAGS page, just to let people know what's going on in the community that they may not know. Any type of services out there that I may know of, I share it.
Amen. So 600 strong. Did you start that group on social media or?
Yes. I started on Facebook.
Okay. So that's awesome. So you started your ministry on Facebook, and it's grown to over 600 women that come together to just be encouraged and get nuggets. And then you say you are a mother, and I'm just going to speak a little bit about that because I know you, but I want our studio audience to, you know, just get a picture. Because you, like I said again, when we get into the show and we start speaking some of these things and you start presenting some of these nuggets, I want people to understand, because I want people to understand where you've been or where you came from to get to where you're at today. So now you're a mother, and tell us a little bit about that, tell us a little bit about motherhood for you.
Well, I started off as a single mother and 8 years old, I had my daughter, and we basically I was in foster care, so I got out of foster care. I met a guy, which was my husband for 12 years, and we had our kids. I became a nurse. I went back to school, became a nurse, and worked towards taking care of my kids. All of my kids lived a sheltered life. Like, I made sure that they was just, you know, go to school, become somebody, and then, you know, after college, and then you do. But being married to the guy I was married to, he was basically more of a street person. And like I said, it lasted 12 years. He ended up getting murdered. And so he was the breadwinner while I was in school. So as I was in school, I had no job or anything. So him getting killed in 2005, I had to basically get out there, get a job, finish school, go to college, and make a career and a life for me and my kids.
Amen.
So that after that, I also wanted to not just work for somebody. I also wanted to open my own business, which I started when I did rags. I also opened up rags clothing and accessories. So I'm also an entrepreneur at home as well.
Amen. So now we've dealt with the woman of God and the ministry that God has called you to. We've dealt with the mother, the entrepreneur, and to think that you were, a mom, and here you have children. You were young, and your children's dad got, gets murdered, and so now you're faced with trying to raise your kids and take care of your family on your own. So that brings us to, and then you ended up pushing your way through school. You are by occupation, you are a registered nurse, correct?
No, I'm going to school for that. I'm a CNA.
Okay, so you're a CNA, you pushed yourself through school, and that brings us to where we are today, because there's some things that took place in your life that really gave you some experience, and you took that experience and you began to apply it in your own life. What happened? How did you get to a point where you had a passion about investment and wealth and streams of income?
Well, before I met my husband, I was down. I was basically just on my own, so I had to make sure I was bringing in enough money in order to take care of myself and my kids, pay rent, pay bills. So I decided that I wanted to have a home-based business as well, so I can teach my kids part of entrepreneurship of working for yourself. You know, it's okay to work for somebody, but also work for yourself and have other different streams of income. So I happened to be on Facebook one day under this other group and seeing that they were doing investments, and they were talking about dividends and interest on different bank accounts. So I got into that. I downloaded the app Robinhood, and that's where I started making my first little investment through there, and just let your money grow, let your money work for you, basically.
Amen. Now, one of the things I've heard you speak about before, there's a couple of things, but I'm going to bring up one right now because we're talking about investments. And you invest in stocks and bonds, correct?
Yes.
So tell us about that, because I know there's a lot of people on this call that may be familiar with stocks and bonds, and there's some people that they've heard of it, you see it on the news, but they have really no clue of how important that is, or is that a good investment, or is it risky? Just tell us a little bit about that and where you started that made it comfortable for you.
Well, I basically just didn't want to get stuck in on just one stream of income. So, and I didn't want to go out and get another job either. So some people go out and get more jobs and say that they have multiple streams of income, but it's all about having different types of income, and that is like capital gains, dividends, it may be rental property, royalties, businesses, and things like that. And working more hours is great, but I wanted to achieve, like, specific goals, like paying off debt and establishing an emergency fund. But I didn't want to do it by working two or three jobs because that's not sustainable. So I downloaded the app Robinhood, and you can start off with, like, $50 and invest in stuff that we use every day. Like, you know, if your kids wear Nikes, different restaurants, Domino's Pizza, just everyday life things that you use every day, and you might as well invest in it to let your money work for you.
Amen. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things that I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people on here may not have basic principles of where to start and how to begin. You know, we hear your story and it sounds exciting, but especially when you talk about being a single mom, you may have a lot of women on here who relate to that. And most of the times the single mothers are stretching $5, trying to make it into $50 and feeling like, you know what, I don't even have that $50 to start. So can you tell us some basic principles of how to be able to get to that $50 or, you know, that starting place, and then what steps we need to put into place, you know, a plan of action to now put into place to start growing wealth? You're sharing so many different principles, but right now, you know, even for me, some of the things sound a little foreign when you start talking about investments and stocks and different things like that. And although we hear them, most people don't even know what Dow Jones means. You know what I'm saying? They hear Dow Jones, they see it every single day, and a lot of people couldn't begin to tell you what the Dow Jones means. So what I would like to hear is, first of all, for some of our listeners who are on the line and maybe starting with, I'm starting from behind right now, I'm in debt. How do I get to the place where I'm now taking, I now have $50 to now, you know, download that, I have Robinhood downloaded, and now I'm making those investments. Because I'm sure you had to change some habits or maybe change some principles that you were operating in. And maybe you didn't, and maybe you heard other people's stories that you can, you know, give us some insight into.
Well, basically what I did was you have to have some type of goals. So everybody's income is different.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can start off with just $5. And well, if you get a paycheck from work, you want to make sure that you put at least something to the side that's affordable for you, whether it's 5%, 2%, 10%, whatever is affordable to you. Me, I did more because I had more dollars to spend and invest in, so I put it aside 20% a paycheck.
Oh,
and
wow.
You can also do that with high yield interest accounts. You know, like Navy Federal is one of the ones that I use. And you can put that money into a CD account, or if you don't have the funds of putting $100 in the startup bank account, get a self-lender account where it's going to pay you in the long run. So you open up a self-lender account. They basically check your FICO score. And if it's between 500 and above, you're able to open it. If not, you pay the debt that you owe, and they'll let you know what debt needs to be paid in order to open this account. And at the end of the year, you can save $1,000, maybe $1,100 on which one. They have three different ones. You can start out with $97, which is the middle one, and then they have another $197, or you can pay $68. And they give you options on when the money comes out of your account, so they're just not taking it out on different days that you don't get paid. So you have that option to do that. And then at the end of the year, you didn't save money, and you didn't even know it because it's automatically coming out of your bank account. So you set it to what's affordable to you.
Got it.
It also helps build your credit as well. So just by opening it, that's 42 points that goes on your that goes towards your credit just for opening an account. So at the end of the year, excuse me?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
At the end of the year, you didn't gain 89 points on your credit. So you might be in at a 500 to start with, but at the end of that year, you already gained about 100 points. So it works both ways, the savings and also build your credit.
Okay, that's awesome to hear. And I think that's a good place to start for most of our listeners is, you know, and it could be you know, that we don't have people that are just, you know, getting into savings and building credit. But I love that you can give principles from the beginning all the way to the end. Anybody can learn from what it is that you're bringing to the show. One thing I've just learned about is a self-lender account. I've never, ever, ever heard of that in my life. And we go and we sit down at the bank daily, you know, they're telling us what accounts to open. And that's something that can change, you know, when you talk about changing the people's FICO scores, we can now become you know, if there's people on the line that are not homeowners or different things like that, you can now see actually achieving becoming a homeowner and getting out of debt. A lot of us feel like, oh, it's too difficult to get out of debt, and we create more debt and never put the steps in place to start getting out of debt. So I like that you're saying we can work on both at the same time. You're giving a lot of people hope when you say that.
Yes. And I say to the first thing to do is to sit down, write your goals out, because that's one thing that God says to make it plain. So sit down, write out your goals, long-term and short-term, and then make a budget, you know, what's affordable to you. And you can't build wealth if you don't save money, and you can't save money if you don't know what you're spending or how you're spending it. So the first thing will be a good budget. You know, because I was a shopper at one point where I had to have a new pair of shoes or maybe two pair of shoes. Used to hide them in my trunk of my car because I didn't want my husband to know that I was buying shoes. I mean, Rainbow, I love me some Rainbow. So I was there, like, all the time. But I knew that I wanted to buy a house at the end of the day. And at one point, I was victim of identity theft where I had major amount of debt on my credit for something that I did not do. And I worked hard and getting it taken off and removed brought my credit score up to where I need to be. And I went back after a year and said I wanted to, you know, buy my first house. And I went to Navy Federal not knowing that they was going to help or not, but right now I got fully approved, not a pre-qualified, but fully approved for to purchase a house. So right now, I've just been looking, you know, because this is something that you got to live with for 30 years and you want it to be right. So I'm just trying to still put money to the side, you know, and still move forward with, you know, credit, because credit spills no matter what. If you have it to where you want it, you still have to work on it to keep it that way. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow.
And I teach that too on my Facebook page and also on Rags page, different ways to fix your credit, how to do it yourself without having to pay Lexington Law $100 for it to sit on their desk and accumulate dust. You can actually do it yourself for free.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, I have friends who have started credit. You know, they're getting into those credit businesses and telling you how you can fix your credit, but you have to pay this fee. And some people may feel like, you know what, I don't even have the fee to pay to fix my credit, so, you know, I can't fix my credit. But I love how you're saying that we can fix our credit. We, you know, start there, and we can do it for free. It costs us everything to get into debt, and it can actually cost us nothing to start getting out of debt, except for our time. So I love that.
We actually have a question from a caller. Caller, area code 732, last 41837. Welcome to Woman to Woman. You're live.
Hi, good evening. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wanted to address the statement about not having the initial $50. I want to say, by the way, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program, and I'm glad that I chimed in today. But one of the things that I teach people is how to reposition their finances in a spirit of discipline. You have to have discipline to save, and I'm just so proud of Minister Leona, who has now shared her discipline with us. In the repositioning of our finances, it's important that most of us can spend $20 a day, and at the conclusion of that day, don't know where the $20 went. You know, so when we talk about just finding $50, just simply repositioning, it doesn't matter if you make $10 million or $10. Once you reposition your money, you'll know where it is. So I wanted to add, and I just once again want to thank Minister Leona for, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, for this information. It's wonderful.
Ooh, amen. Thank you, caller. So much. I like what the caller was saying about the discipline, whether it's $10 or $10,000. And I like that because of the simple fact I do a big event every year on the second Saturday in July. And so because I'm on the committee as one of the leaders on the committee, and I have to make sure all the funds are in and coming from different sources. Now, mind you, and I'm just going to make this really quick, we do this event. We've been doing it for 20 years. So everybody knows the second Saturday in July what's going to happen. But most people will not. It's just, for example, it's only a small amount of money, $25 a household. And most people know it is coming, know the event. It's a year away. You know when you come to the event on this July that's going to happen again on next July. And people will fail to plan for that. So now it gets time 3 months out of the event, and all of a sudden people don't have $25. But then, you know, people, it costs you at least $40 at the very least, depending on what neighborhood you go to get your nails polished. Just a mani-pedi could cost you $40. So I say that to say is that it doesn't matter the amount. It's what the desire is for the amount, what the discipline and the desire is. Because if you know you want a home, then you're going to set aside and you're going to begin to be disciplined in your savings because it's something that you really want. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, I have another quick question for Coach Leona. So, you know, you talked about first making sure that we set aside time to make sure that we taking care of our FICO scores or any debts and beginning those savings. And you taught us or shared with us your experience of downloading that app. How did you, beyond that app that you downloaded, which was Robinhood, if I remember correctly, how did you start learning about the different accounts? And is that something that you teach as well? Are we able to, you know, go to your page, or do you have maybe a seminar that you do or a program that you do that starts teaching people about how to be more accountable with their finances and then how to grow their finances?
No, I don't teach investments. I learned it because I knew that that's what I wanted to do with some of my money. I wanted my money to basically grow and work for me and, you know, leave a legacy at the end of the day for my kids. So I knew that I had to do something besides work. And I wanted to put my money aside, you know, not just in the bank, but I wanted to see it have interest and grow and, you know, and be established. So that's why I looked into the Robinhood. And there's other ones that's out there, but this is the one I'm most familiar with and I use. So I knew that if I wanted to do this, I had to at least let me put $25 to a side so I can invest in different stocks, like I said, that I use. I make sure that I check to see if it's just say if I invest in Nike. And I know that Nike had went down the last 3 months. So I will invest, you know, $20 to $25 because I know it's going to go back up because Christmas time is coming around. So
got it.
There's going to be a lot of different things far as, you know, any type of shoe during Christmas time and then back to school.
I thought about that, you know. So even though it's down for the first 3 months, it is going to go, it's going to pick itself up. And that's also with the different airlines. And I use Southwest, for example, because they have different deals that they use. Like they have a deal right now for $49 one-way trip to anywhere. So I make sure I look at that. Okay, it was down for a couple of months, but since the deals that they have, the stock is going to pick up quickly because of the deal that they have going on. So I just make sure I monitor it, look at it to make sure how long was it down, is it in the red, and if it's going to pick back up or not. So it's basically I use my little study guide.
Okay. And so your study guide, did you get that from Robinhood as well, or is that something you learned? You know, when I hear you speak, what I'm hearing is that you're able to recognize the trends in the market. And so is that something that you, when we talk about recognizing the trends and we talk about the study guide, is that something that you received from Robinhood, or is that something that you learned through this process of becoming an investor?
Well, I look at the news, for one.
Okay.
And also, Robinhood has it on their app. It'll let you know what's in the green and how long it's been there and what's in the red. So it's basically just good judgment, you know. And if it's been in the red longer than 3 months, I don't even touch it. But if I know that it's a product like Nike, and I know that Christmas is coming, it's going to go up, then I will go ahead and invest in it, but not too much to where it's going to put a financial burden on me, just a little bit. So, like I said, it's up to how your income is, and it's better to me than putting money in the bank that's going to take years to grow, unless you get a high-yield interest account.
Okay, got it. And then, you know, and going back to the account, how did you learn about the different types of accounts? Like I said, you know, when you mentioned the self-lender account, that's the first time I ever heard about that. I hear people always telling people, oh, get yourself a secured credit card and, you know, different ways of creating debt. But you're talking about ways of, when you talk about the self-lender, I hear that it's a way of getting out, not only is it a way of getting out of debt, but you're building your credit. And so these are some things that maybe some people never hear. So how did you learn about these accounts?
Okay, so first, my job offered 401k, and that's what made me start looking at different accounts. And so there's like basically there's a few things in life is free, and money is not often one of them. So basically when you Mally, that you really have to grab the, you know, the bull by the horns when it comes to money. So the employers at the job was matching what I put into my 401k for every dollar of my salary. I didn't understand it, so I was putting in 2%. And basically, the lady from Fidelity told me that you basically leaving money on the table. And I didn't know what that meant. And I explained it to me like, well, if you're only putting in 2% and your job go up to 6%, you're leaving all that extra money on the table.
Ooh.
So I started looking at different accounts. Like, what else have I been leaving on the table? You know, far as with Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or whoever I'm banking with, I want to see, you know, what else that I had no knowledge of. So I started contributing more to that. I started looking at the accounts that I had already had, which is personal. I happened to watch CNN one day, and I do not like CNN at all. But I had watched it one day, and this lady named Tiffany, the budgetista, was on there, and she talked a lot about self-lender. So I looked her up on Facebook, and she's about 21,000 strong with men and women. It's called the Dream Catchers. So I did everything, and so she sets a goal for you, and I did everything in the goal that she laid out for me that I was supposed to do, because she tailors it to you. And that's how you get into the Dream Catchers group. If you do everything that she suggested that you do, as far as set a budget, make some goals, and you're supposed to tag her name in it. So I did that. I got into the group, and this one lady was talking about the self-lender and how it helped her. So I was like, well, I need to look in this. And then that's how I learned about self-lender through the Budgetista, Tiffany.
Wow. Okay, so we can. You said her name is Tiffany.
Uh-huh. And she's on Facebook. Wow. She's real big on Facebook, and she designed a goal plan that fits you, and it's like a challenge. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And then I did her whole challenge from beginning to end. It's about 3 weeks, and then that's when she will let you know to send a Facebook request to get into the Dreamcatchers group. And there's so many things in that Dreamcatchers group that has helped me. I mean, I wasn't never thinking about purchasing a house at all until I got into that group. And I seen other women doing it and how they went step by step, because we have to show our work in the group. How did you get here to help somebody else? And I never had nobody in the military to get me. The lady there, and I posted on Facebook, and she was like, you know what, I'm going to give you access code so you can get into the Navy Federal group because it's military only. And just by that, I took that and the ball got there, and I applied with them, and then that's how I was able to get the mortgage, fully approved mortgage, not pre-qualified, fully approved in order to the house that I'm looking for.
Got it. And it's so funny that you mentioned that particular credit union. I was actually looking up credit unions, this federal credit unions at that, over the weekend, and I saw that that was one of the top credit unions that's around. They give more of a higher return on your savings and different things like that. So, like I said, I'm recognizing grace, and I'm taking advantage of it. I have my notes. You're going to probably see me texting you and, sending you messages on Facebook talking about, and what was this, and what was that?
We have another question, and I just want to do a little note that for those who have questions, you can feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. If you've already asked your question, we'll ask that you dial 1 again. That way it takes you out of the queue. And so if you have another question, dial 1 again, because if you don't dial 1 and come out of the queue, we don't know that you have a question. Caller, area code 313, last 4, 1178. Welcome to Woman, you're live.
Thank you. I just want to say hi to everyone. My sister,
hello.
Leona, you're doing a great job. I wanted to address the question that one of the callers had about saving the $50. And, you know, when you're a single mom or, you know, just a person in general, you know, sometimes that can be kind of hard to do, saving in general. You know, I came across a 52-week money challenge. You can feel free to Google it. It's out there for everyone. But this helped me start saving, and it's easy, it's user-friendly, I love it, you know. But it's, like I said, the 52-week money challenge. You start off, usually you start off in the first week of January, but you would start off by setting aside a dollar, and every week you would add a dollar. So the first week of January, you would set aside a dollar, deposit that into your savings account. The next week, you do $2. And then the third week, you do $3. So the notion is that towards the end of the 52 weeks, which is the end of the year, you would have saved up $1,378. And
wow,
that's phenomenal. Yes, it's phenomenal because, you know, there's Christmas coming up. You know what I'm saying? You have all these holidays. And there's your Christmas bonus right there. You have everything. You know what I'm saying? So I use it. It's great. It's simple. And I love the habitual momentum that it creates. It motivates me to save more. And this an effective way to build your trust emergency fund or save up for next year's winter vacation or whatever. But if you don't have the $50, there are great ways to start saving and easy ways to do it. And it kind of makes it fun, too, you know?
Awesome. That's wonderful. Hey.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that with everyone. And I'm enjoying the show.
Well, we are so
thank
excited
you,
to join the show. Yes, thank you, thank you. I'm enjoying it as well. Leona, you're not going to get rid of me so quickly.
I know. She's doing a great job.
Well, I tell you, I've been pretty quiet over here, and I think you guys both have it under control because I got notes. I got sticky pads. I got notes everywhere. I done wrote on bills. Glory to God. So this has really been some great information. And, again, I just want to welcome our callers. If you have questions or comments, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. If you've already stated your question or comment, dial 1 again on your dial pad. That'll take you out the queue. The reason for that, let's just say you have another question. Well, I won't know you have another question if you're still in the queue. I would have just assumed that you've already asked your questions and that's it. So, again, if you dial 1 again on your dial pad, that'll take you out of the queue so that if another question come about, you could dial 1 and it'll bring you back in the queue. Amen?
Amen. You know, one of the things I do want to say while we have you and while we do have our listeners, and again, I'm sure there's listeners from every economical background or status level on the call. And I can say for myself, just being transparent, and the reason why I'm being transparent is because I want to be able to move to the next level. And there's an urgency and there's a passion and there's a great desire of moving on to the next level. I've been in a position where I've made a lot of money or what some people would consider a lot of money, and I've been in a position where I made no money, you know. And so at this point in time in my life, I am rebuilding. I'm rebuilding my credit. I'm rebuilding savings. I'm rebuilding, you know, just that status level. And so I loved even the 52-week money challenge, and I've heard about it before, but with this show, I'm hearing about it in a different way, because as soon as Sister brought up 52-week money challenge, what I heard is that when you have that $1,000 at the end of the year, you now can take that $1,000 and invest that $1,000. You know, my mind is different now to where I'm not thinking of ways to spend it, but I'm thinking of ways of how can I now make this money grow? What work, you know, where can I put this money to use? What work can it do for me since I've done so much work in order to get it or in order to set it aside? Now, how can I make it work for me? And so I love that you're here gracing us with your presence and gracing us with your experience, Leona, because now we can, and again, for myself, I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I know by the end of this call, you know, I know where I want my money to be. I know by December, you know, I want my certain accounts to be at 10,000, 12,000, 50,000. And so I now hear that, hey, there's a way of getting it, and it's believable to be able to get there if you take these certain steps and start applying these certain steps. So, again, I'm so thankful that you are here and sharing this knowledge, because I was just sitting down with the banker, and we were talking about rebuilding certain things and how to get certain status levels, and I'm now in a position where I can join a federal credit union because I'm now working for the government or working with the government, and so I can join federal credit unions, but now I know what to go in and look for. I know what to go in and ask for, and I know how to make this how to make it work for me instead of me working for it and it going away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So, Amen. Again, thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, it's amazing, and I'm going to shut up after this, but it's amazing because the wealth of information that went forth on tonight has just been amazing. And you can always tell when it's just great information going forth, because one minute you're just so engaged, and the next minute you look up and you're at the end of your show and you're like, what happened? You know, because you think an hour is a long time. But when you are getting information feeding, and I have to think that most people that tuned in tonight heard the subject matter of wealth, heard the subject of matter of finance, money. And when people are hungry for something, you know, you have to be hungry to even tune into a show like this. Because if you're not hungry, you don't care about your money, you don't care about where it's going or how it's going, then this is not a show that you're going to sit and enjoy for an hour. But I would guarantee that each and every person that's on this call on tonight is serious about building wealth. It's a game. This belongs to us anyway. You know, it all belongs to God. And so he has called us to be good stewards over it, and it's biblical. You know, when he talks about the talents and how the rich man left each man a measure of, a talent. And it shows even in that, that I would liken that man who buried that one.
Hello?
Out of a lack of ignorance, or, you know, just because they're ignorant, or just really stupid or sabotage. But a lot of people find our lives being like that, and we just misuse what God has given us, you know, finances. If that's not supposed to, we're not supposed to be so, and that rules us, you know, it says that money is the root of all evil. Well, money, I believe, is the root of all evil when money begins to run and dictate us versus us utilizing that money for what the intent and purpose is. And so you're out there and you're building wealth, and all these, you don't wisdom. Well, you could turn on to the news where somebody's won $1 million in the lottery. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's going in and out.
Oh, okay. Where someone's won $1 million in the lottery. How many millionaires from a lottery situation? And you look back a year later, and what? They're broke. And people are like, oh my God, how could that happen? How could he lose $1 million? Well, because wealth without wisdom, if they don't have a purpose and they don't have the wisdom and the knowledge to invest or make wise decisions, then guess what? They'll change. So that goes to show that the poverty mentality, I don't care how rich you could get, if your mentality, if your mindset is not right, then guess what? You're not going to go far. You're not going to go far with that wealth.
Amen.
So we have come to the end of the. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to find out, you know, if Leona, if you could leave our listening audience with anything, any key principles that you know, if they didn't hear anything else on this show, this is something that they need to hear. What would those key principles be?
I would say make a plan, like get a plan, write it down, look at it every day, do affirmations, and they can get through anything and pray about it all. And once you create your goals and write them down and see them every day on paper, then it's easier for you to scratch off those goals after you accomplish them. So my main thing is that I started, you have to have goals. And go from there. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Amen.
Amen. Leona, one of the things I want to say, if you could share with, again, you spoke about your ministry, which is RAGS. If you could just give people information of, you know, if they're not familiar with your group or they're not part of, a member of your group, can you please share with them how do they become a member of RAGS?
Basically, to become a member of RAGS, I have the bylaws on the group, And it's basically saying we all about encouraging and empowering the next woman. And if they can follow those rules and then send a request on Facebook to RAGS, and that's RAGS, and in quotation marks. And also it stands for Righteous and Godly Women. So after they read the bylaws and agree to it, then they can send a request, and I'll go over it. And basically I check their Facebook because I want to see, you know, what you stand for, what you're about. So I get a little information for your Facebook. And then within a day, you'll know if you accept it or not. So I'm sorry, it's not open to everyone because I just had some issues with that recently when people were on there doing things that they weren't supposed to. So basically I set bylaws now, and if you agree to them and can do them, and you're in, basically.
Amen. Well, I'm glad about that, and I'm a member of the group, and I know that there's some great information that goes forth and in the group. I mean, it's just not just for knowledge, so I appreciate that. And then you also have provided a networking system for women, and I think that's always a good thing where other women could come together. You know, everything that we need is amongst us. Everything that we need is amongst us, and I say that because we got so many talents and gifts amongst us, but then we'll go out into the world, attorneys, right, doctors, writers, all these different things. We'll go out into the world, but in the body, we have those things. And God gave us those talents, those gifts for the building of the And so we just, you know, want to stay mindful that it's everything we need right here within the body, and we just need to continue to support groups and ministries that's coming up and businesses that we know have a foundation, a biblical foundation.
Coach D, you're going in and out.
Okay, I'm sorry. That the men and women of God that have these businesses and have these ministries, they're tied in. I mean, because that's an element that's, you know, great. And these people are tied in. And when they're tied in and they're and giving offerings, that's going towards the building of the kingdom. So when you support their ministry, when you support their businesses, when you support their dreams and their visions, you're in essence supporting the growth of the kingdom of God. So let's continue to support and encourage one another to step out on our dreams and visions so that we can continue to grow the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. And
so
I just want to say that.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say real quick that I will be starting an envelope challenge in a couple of days. And basically is you buy 100 envelopes and you number them from 1 through 100. And then you add money according to the number of the envelopes. And at the end, you go at your own pace, but at the end, you should have $5,000. So we're going to be starting that soon on RAGS, too. Just another way to save.
Oh, wow.
Money.
Okay. Oh, that's neat. Now, that's fun. That makes it fun. You know, it's like, that really makes it fun because, you know, learning is fun. You have to make learning fun for people to really, you know, grasp it. So saving money, you made it fun. Like the lady spoke about the 52 weeks, but I like that idea too, numbering the envelopes and every day, you know, or is it every day or is it every week or how does that go with the 100 envelopes? It's 365 days in a year, so is it every? Is that done? Is that done on a weekly?
Yes, weekly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might have to get in on that challenge. Amen. So we want to thank everyone for joining us on tonight. We want to thank our special guest for being willing to sow her time to come and share some of these just powerful tools with us. And I thank my co-host for co-hosting with me and me co-hosting with her and bringing this information to you all. But I think more importantly, God, that he loves us so much that he will make sure that we get the information that we need so that we don't have to perish. because he says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So he's given us the knowledge that we need so we don't have to perish, that we could continue to grow, that we could continue to be fruitful and multiply. And so I just want to thank each one of you for taking your time to listen in on tonight's show. Again, if there's any questions or comments, you got about a couple of minutes I could give you to ask any questions of our guests on tonight. And if not, again, her, you know, you could reach out to her on her page, which is Rags, R-A-G-S, Righteous and Godly Sisters, and then go through that whole process. But I'm sure even if you reached out to her on Messenger, on Facebook, I'm sure she would respond. Again, we thank you. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated, and we hope that you continue to join us this week on Processing the Pain on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us because it's going to be kind of a takeoff from tonight's show because my special guest on that night, she's a general contractor and a real estate agent, and she is putting on a home buyer's workshop. So she's going to teach you everything from ground zero, how to begin to start the process of being a homeowner. So you don't want to miss out on Thursday's on Thursday's show because it's going to give you that information. That seminar, that workshop is on Saturday. So if you are in the L.A. area or Gardena area and you could, you know, you might want to call and see if they still have space available. But we'll tell you about all that on Thursday if you tune in. Again, we want you to know that we appreciate you and that you are truly loved and appreciated. Good night.
Woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again.
Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Woman to woman.